afternoon. Welcome to Dutchess County Council meeting of October 29th. First thing, we approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Ms. Nguyen. Good afternoon, members of council. I do have a couple of recommendations. We can strike executive session, land acquisition, and possible action on executive session items from the agenda. And Mr. President, members of council, the county's been made aware that there may be some folks here or online that are wanting to participate in the discussion of a ordinance that will be introduced today. I want to remind folks that just the introduction, potential introduction of the ordinance, no public hearing today and no time to speak on that proposed ordinance. Time will be at the public hearing, which will be scheduled December 10th. Is that correct, Ms. Jennings? December 10th. Make that clarification.
Thank you. Entertain to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, call a motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Had the minutes of October 15th. Additions, questions, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have none.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Now's the time for public comment. Public has 3 minutes to address council on something we have some control over, interest in. Heard Mr. Lawson talk about this is not the time to discuss the what's going to be a proposed introduction of an ordinance because it's a public record. You're just kind of talking for no purpose. You need a public record, which will be during the public hearing only. Sale. We need to turn the microphone on. There's a button you push, okay? And you got 3 minutes to light. You have a green light, amber light, and red light, okay? You're talking green, amber's 1 minute, red is you are done.
Great. I don't need that long.
Okay, that's fine.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity today to council. My name is Dr. Sarah Hale. I'm the chief operator for the Milford School District and president of the Delaware Association for Business Officials. I'm here today as an advocate for the implementation of a voluntary school assessment or impact fee program in Essex County, a program that is in place in both Kent and Newcastle counties currently. Milford School District is unique in that it has territory in Kent and Sussex counties. We've been fortunate to receive the revenue from the Kent impact fee program for our area in Kent. This revenue has been instrumental in supporting our major and minor capital projects and offsetting taxes, allowing Milford to lower its overall tax rate for the past years and fully fund our Milford Middle School project with no tax increase, in part from these critical revenues. Our area in Sussex is rapidly growing, much like our fellow school districts. We've tried the past 2 years to seek capital funding for expansion and renovation of our crowded Milford High School with no success. Since 2018, Milford's enrollment has steadily increased between 2 and 3 each year. Next year, Milford School District will undergo a district reconfiguration in our attempt to proactively mitigate the effects of the long-term growth ahead of us approved by this council. I urge each of you to take the time to fully understand the voluntary assessment and impact fee programs and the positive impact bring for our current taxpayers and residents. Having to increase this to our current residents to fund growth that is out of their control is not only fair, but has proven to be an unsuccessful way of funding school projects, leaving school districts struggling to provide the necessary space for all students. As we move forward, I urge the council and the voter county to consider the county's infrastructure needs, including our schools, before continuing to support further influx of development with critical revenues needed for sustainability. Thank you so much for your time.
Jason Hale.
Good afternoon, members of the council. My name is Dr. Jason Hale. I am the Director of Operations for the Cape Henlopen School District, as well as a proud resident of Milford. I've worked in school district finance for over 25 years, with over 20 of those years being in Newcastle County, and I can personally attest to the significant positive impact that developer fees, voluntary school assessments, or impact fees have had on managing and expansion. These measures have been successfully implemented in both Kent and Newcastle counties, ensuring that the costs associated with development are more equitably shared. Currently, burden of growth is placed solely on the hardworking taxpayers of Sussex County. In Newcastle counties, these fees help alleviate that burden, enabling school districts and other public services to accommodate increasing demands that come with growth. However, Sussex County, despite experiencing the most significant growth in the state, remains the only county with a mechanism not in place. Every day without a fee on developers adds a strain on Sussex County taxpayers. I understand that some express concerns mistakenly calling these fees a tax, but I want to be clear, this is not a tax. It's to ensure that developers contribute fairly to the infrastructure communities they benefit from. Developers profit from our cities and often use school districts like Cape Henlopen to market their homes. This is not just an over 55 area, as evidenced by the considerable growth in schools all around the county. Licensed certified public accountant, I can confidently say that calling these fees a tax is simply incorrect. It is. They would actually help lower the tax burden on our residents by distributing the cost of growth more fairly. Some argue that these fees would increase housing prices. It only happens if developers choose to pass those fees on to owners. If they do, it shows they are continuing to profit on the back end of future taxpayers. Regardless, it's important to remember that these fees are about fostering balanced, responsible growth that benefits the entire community. Having worked in school finance for many years, I can confidently say that these assessments had a significant positive impact on other counties, allowing for sustainable development without overwhelming taxpayers. I urge today the county to act now and consider the long well-being of Sussex County residents. Let's ensure that our county remains a great place to live by managing growth in a way that's both taxpayers and responsible development. Thank you.
Thank you. Adele Jones. Here.
Good afternoon. You guys are used to seeing me once a year. And the same thing. I'm a native Sussex County and born and raised. I'm from a Sussex County farm family. They live in Milford, but we're on the Sussex County side of Milford. And I'm devastated with the loss of forest and farmland that is in Sussex County. I think everybody likes it here because of the forest and farmland, the greenery, and we're losing it. As I said many times, the overdevelopment of Sussex County is ruining my quality of life. And when are you guys going to get some ordinances in law that help stem this growth? Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Christy Wimmer.
Oh. Adele Jones.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Christy Wimmer, and I am the president of the Cape Henlopen Education Association. I'm here today to speak about the voluntary school assessment, also known as the VSA, and impact fees as well. A voluntary school assessment is a fee paid by residential developers to the Department of Education on behalf of an impacted school district when there is not sufficient capacity in the school district to serve additional students that would result from additional residential development. Upon receipt, the VSA funds are made available to the impacted school district to help pay for construction projects that increase school capacity. VSA funds can be used for school construction activities, which increase school capacity. The funds can also be used for minor capital projects. If the VSA had been implemented back in fiscal year 2020, the Cape Henlopen School District could have received up to approximately $62 million that could have been used to offset the cost of new construction buildings in additions to existing buildings to accommodate the growth in student population. Councilman Mark Schaefer has stated that the VSA mostly affects low and middle income families. He stated, people that are trying to get into a $200,000 house to buy into the American dream are going to be prohibited. This statement is inherently false because the VSA fee is only on new construction homes. And the last time I checked Zillow, there are no longer any $200,000 new construction homes being built in Sussex County, not even on the western side. Councilman Mark Schaefer also stated, I will tell you the way that this tax is structured in the Cape Henlopen School District with the new school that was recently built by my on the back of the napkin calculations is that this tax will be about $17,000 to $18,000 per house. Now, if you're a young person, whether you're a professional or a service worker, and you're trying to get into homeownership, I don't know where you're going to get that kind of money. This statement is also false because the VSA is not a tax. The VSA is a fee, which would only be paid by developers, that does not have to be passed on to the home buyer. If you choose to buy a house that is already built, you would pay no VSA. Referendums to pay for new school construction are a tax that all residents pay, regardless of whether you buy a new construction house or own an already established house. Because of the lack of action by the County Council and the VSA, school districts must rely on the passage of referendums to build new schools. Cape Henlopen is in desperate need of expanding the high school to accommodate new growth in our area. However, Cape Henlopen has struggled to pass a referendum on two separate occasions. I invite all County Council members to visit Cape Henlopen High School and see how students are sitting on classroom floors and windowsills because there are not enough desks or chairs to accommodate all the students. I invite you to see how large the class sizes are because there's no space to lower the class sizes. I invite you to spend some time in the hallways during class change to see how crowded it is and how log-jammed it gets.
Your time is up. Thank you. Rosemary Carroll? Oh, here she comes.
Good afternoon. I wanted to talk about the rental tax. So is that off the, okay.
Yeah, there will be a public hearing. You need to either come to the public hearing and testify then, mail in your comments,
okay,
or you can call in that day of. So you got three ways.
Thank you so much.
Tom Morse.
Hi, I'm Tom Morse, District 4, Dagsboro, Delaware. I also was here for the public comment, so I yield back my time.
Thank you. Heather Farmer.
Hello, my name is Heather Farmer, and I am a special education teacher at Cape Henlopen School District and also a parent of students for the Sussex Central. I'm here about the voluntary school assessment. These fees are supposed to be paid by developers to the Department of Education to help pay for school construction projects that are needed to increase school capacity due to our ever-expanding community. Kent and Newcastle counties do collect these fees. Sussex County is the only one that doesn't. Sussex County legislative has the ability and duty to collect these fees, but for some reason, it has been voted not to collect these fees. Because of this, Sussex County school districts have lost out on approximately $100 million. You've heard several people speak about the VSA. I also want to speak as a special education teacher, and my brother has Down syndrome. He graduated from Howard T. Ennis. I worked for the Sussex Consortium. They both have funding from the state. However, with inclusion, and that is what we are trying to always do, the autism program, the Down Syndrome Association, we are always trying to get inclusivity. To do this, they need to come to the general education school. That is funded through the school, not through the state of the special schools. So when we have a class size of 25 students, and then we're trying to get 3 to 5 other students come to be inclusive in our classrooms, now we're at 30. We don't have chairs for them. We don't have desks for them. How is this inclusivity? It's not. We're not being inclusive to the special needs population by not having these fees and being able to expand our schools that we need to. We're already over populated in the elementary schools. We're going to need to have another elementary school soon. It's not fair for the special ed population to be in these classrooms with so many students where they're not getting what they need because of overstimulation, overcrowdedness. So when we think about these impact fees, don't just think about, oh, those, you know, classroom teachers should be able to handle 30-some students. It's just not fair to the teachers, to any of the students, especially our special ed population. Thank you.
Thank you. Operator, would you check online, please, for anybody for public comment?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one wishes to speak.
Thank you. We'll close.
Do you want to clarify that that public hearing be December 10th for those that may not have paid attention? December 10th is
sure.
when you come
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Those that are here today, that, that public hearing will be December 10th.
Which is for the lodging tax.
Those that yeah. were here to speak for the lodging tax.
We'll close with the comments. Mr. Lawson.
About that, December 10th.
You're up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, and again, we'll get down to the agenda for the lodging tax and explain that topic. On the agenda next is recognition of the Delaware Team Award of the Year. Council members, we are honored today to recognize the D-Shift within our communications center, and I invite Public Safety Director Robbie Murray to come forward and make this presentation, and I think we're going to recognize the team together upon Mr. Murray's conclusion.
Sure.
Council President Vincent, members of the council, County Administrator Lawson and guests in attendance. It's an honor to be here before you today to recognize 16 members of our Emergency Communications Division. When you think about it, it's really hard to believe it's been 11 weeks since we lost Thomas. Tuesday, August the 13th was an incredibly tragic day in Sussex County. As each of you are aware, Sussex County EMS logistics technician, volunteer firefighter, colleague, and friend, Thomas Berry III, tragically lost his life in the line of duty after stopping at a motor vehicle crash on Lewis Georgetown Highway. D-Shift was working that day in the communications center and performed admirably under the toughest, most trying of conditions. As is usually the case, there was certainly more than one emergency happening in the county and calls continued to come in. These professionals ensured that every request for service was answered. They put their emotions on hold. Quite honestly, they put being a human being on hold and professionally managed every call. In addition, members of the department's critical incident stress management team came in to offer assistance to their peers. For their actions that day, staff members were recognized at the Mid-Eastern APCO Conference in Ocean City with the Team Member of the Year Award for Delaware. APCO is the Association of Public Safety Communication Officials and is the world's largest organization of public safety communication professionals. The Mid-Atlantic chapter covers DC, Maryland, and Delaware. Please join me in recognizing the following men and women who were recognized just a few weeks ago. Tyler Timmons, and if you're here, come on up. Tyler Timmons, Roland Skip Millman, Dwayne Groton, Bailey Millman, Cole Carter, Jeanette Meerman, Jason Lathberry, Nadine Dill, Dale Roberts, Courtney Giblin, John Wuthers, Daryl Revel, Ricky Short, Steve Deary, Kevin Brumley, and Jim Bowden. Did Elvis make it?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be down here.
Invite the members of council down for a picture with the whole group, please. turn on here. There we go. Starting over. Next item of business is the recognition of retiree Raymond Ault. We have a tribute and a plaque here recognizing Ray Ault's service, presented to Raymond L. Ault by the Sussex County Council in grateful appreciation for 25 years of outstanding service and dedication. And a tribute from the Sussex County Council, be it hereby known to all, the County Council commends Raymond L. Ault, paramedic to Emergency Medical Services, for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County 25 years. The County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Raymond Ault with wishes of happiness and good health. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, Council President, presented today. Congratulations, Ray. Okay, last item, County Administrator's Report for October 29, 2024. Item one, Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for September 2024 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 194 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of September. Item two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, following projects have received substantial completion: Sandpiper Cove, Phase 1, effective September 13th, Beechtree Preserve, Phase 3, received substantial completion effective October 10th. Item 3, it's with great sadness that we inform you that County Pensioner William Bill Gates passed away on Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. Mr. LeGates began his career with Sussex County in May of 1979, where he worked until December 2011 for a total of 32 years of service, last position being the Director of Community Development and Housing. We'd like to extend our condolences to the LeGates family. Item four, county offices will be closed on Tuesday, November 5th for Election Day, Thursday, November 7th for Return Day, and Monday, November 11th for Veterans Day. County Council will not meet on November 5th, and our next scheduled meeting is November 12th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of Council. Last month, the governor signed House Substitute 2 for House Bill 168. The bill created a short-term lodging tax and license services for the state of Delaware that becomes effective for contracts which begin January 1st, 2025. The same bill authorized Sussex County to impose a lodging tax of no more than 3% on short-term rentals in the unincorporated areas of Sussex. With the legislation being signed last month and with the state starting collections in January, the ordinance has been drafted for your consideration to align with the state's January 1st start date. It would be the intent that the state collects the short-term rental tax as it does with the current lodging tax for hotels on the county's behalf. As you know, Sussex County began collecting the lodging tax on hotels, motels, and tourist homes in the unincorporated area since 2020. With a short break during COVID, the county has collected $3.4 million since its inception. The county has spent more than half of those funds to help with dredging of the White Creek Canal and two Fenwick Island channels. If you so choose, I have an ordinance for you to introduce that would add short-term rentals to the county's lodging tax collection. After the introduction, the public will have time to comment on the ordinance. The public hearing will be scheduled for December 10th. Just as with the current lodging tax, these collections are restricted and only can be used for beach nourishment, waterway dredging, economic development, tourism programs, recreational activities, water quality and flood control projects, and workforce and affordable housing programs. When ready, I can read the short title for introduction.
Please read the short title.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 103, Article 6, known as lodging tax, of the Code of Sussex County to include the imposition of a lodging tax of 3% of the rent for short-term rentals in the unincorporated areas of Sussex County in accordance with Title 9, Delaware Code, Section 8112C, and Title 30 of Delaware Code, Section 6201.
Thank you. I'll introduce it. Mike Harmer, come on down.
Good afternoon, Mike Harmer, County Engineer.
Good afternoon.
On August 13th, if you recall, County Council authorized the Engineering Department to request a proposal from Tiva Ball Associates Incorporated utilizing an existing state contract, OMB 242-SW MJCAP Statewide Major Capital Projects with the state of Delaware. So Tiva Ball has proposed an expansion feasibility study that provides for the analysis of the existing buildings, the JP Court Annex building out in the parking lot, to provide a foundation for options development and cost estimating. Based on the findings, the county will have an option to either demolish it and build new or to renovate the existing building and maybe add a floor or whatever the programming tells us we would use the building for. We solicited a proposal from Tiva Ball Associates, Inc., and we will be working with approximately 19 departments / divisions to assure that the current needs for the county as well as the future needs for the county will be incorporated into the project and that no one is left out of the conversation that will be involved with the project. So. We discussed the needs with Tiva Ball. We've talked to some internal stakeholders. We had a big meeting a few weeks ago, and basically Tiva Ball will, if approved, will begin to solicit information from the various stakeholders on operational functions and all the current future staffing and the space requirements to be included with the project. So we now request approval of a Tiva Ball Associates Incorporated proposal in the amount of $200,000. Upon completion of the study, the engineering department will solicit a design proposal from Tiva Ball Associates, Inc., which will be presented to County Council for approval sometime in 2025. If there are any questions, I'll answer them.
Read your motion.
All right. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that County Council approve the expansion feasibility study with Tiva Ball Associates Incorporated to evaluate alternatives for the use of the JP Court Annex building in the amount of $200,000.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bob Bryant.
Good afternoon, Mr. President and members of the County Council. What I have for you today is is approval to issue a notice of award to Allen Myers Incorporated in the amount of $3,375,555 for work associated with construction of our new parallel Taxiway Bravo, and also approval on a proposal from Delta Airport Consultants that will cover required construction administrative services for the same project in the amount of $480,000. A little bit of background on the project to bring everybody up to speed. Back in May 1st, 2024, Engineering Department on behalf of the Delaware Coastal Airport held a bid opening for the new Taxiway Bravo project, phase two. Three bids were received. It was determined that Allen Myers Incorporated was the lowest and most responsible bidder. We also received the proposal from Delta Airport Consultants to provide construction administrative services. Knowing those two costs, During your meeting held on June 25th, 2024, you approved submittal to the Federal Aviation Administration an Airport Improvement Program grant in the amount of $3,473,464, which will pay 90% of the total project cost. The remaining $385,941, which equals 10% of the cost, will be paid for by Sussex County, and that cost has been included in the airport's capital improvement plan.
A motion?
Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that contract A24-15, construction parallel taxiway B, phase two, be awarded to Allen Myers Incorporated for their total bid of $3,375,555 and associated task order number five to Delta Airport Consultants be awarded in amount not to exceed $480,000 for construction administration services, both contingent upon FAA funding approval.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley. Question on a motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Excellent, thank you.
Mr. Medlars, project engineer.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Good afternoon, council members. Three items on the agenda there. You've seen certainly the first one a few times. It's the loop project, which allows us to spray water on the various components of our wastewater disposal, not the treatment, the disposal, including our ag partners, the rapid infiltration basins, which are being permitted and constructed by Artesian, as well as our wooded areas. The wooded areas we had initially, the headers were not included. These are the 12-inch pipes where the spray pipes come off. We extended that by change order one, and that was a unit price, so we just added that unit price money into the contract. Under change order two, we made some alignment changes because of the DP&L poles. And that came to light when we started negotiating, or we started discussions with DP&L transmission section, that they wanted to have minimum distances to each one of the poles where we cross. So that was change order number two for the Atlantic construction because some additional clearing was required in order to get that alignment. We also needed a license agreement with DP&L for these crossings. And these are, normally these takes quite a while, but because we had been in discussions with the transmission section, the real estate side was extremely helpful. I put it in our memo, shout out to them. They really worked on our schedule. They waived the majority of the fees and only charged us with $2,500 for the actual license agreement, none of the other fees. So it was great, and Jim Smith put it all in motion, and the real estate section was really there to help us. So it's ready for signature. So today I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Yeah,
I understand.
We move based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the County Council approves the license agreement between Delmarva Power and Light and Sussex County, comma, issuance of required special insurance certificate and payment of the fee in the amount of $2,500 for access to utility easement as part of the work associated with the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Loop Project.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
All yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Also, shout out to the finance team on the insurance side. They worked diligently to get that. It's a special certificate because there's a subjugation language in there. So
okay.
The insurance company had to issue that separately. So second one is the the treatment plant and at South Coastal. You haven't seen me in a while there, but because we're almost finished.
I know you're saving up for us.
No, this is an outgrowth of the ocean outfall inspection.
Okay.
And you remember we replaced all the metal bonding parts, replaced several items. There was also one of the cables had to be reattached from the cathodic protection system. And in this bigger picture, our consultants, GHD, recommended and the environmental service team asked for the rectifier to be replaced. Now, I was going to try to keep it on for two more years, so it would be really 50 years. That thing's been running for 48 years.
Wow.
Some good equipment here, you know.
Like, I'd say.
So what it does, it creates the direct current you need for the cathodic protection. And even so, it is still running. It looks a little worn out. So the direct replacement cost is included, and BW, our electrical subcontractor, will be installing it, and they will do all the terminations. So I have a motion for that.
Please read your motion.
And and obviously the backup is in your document. And my apologies, this memo was finished on Friday, and somehow with one of my staff one of our staff members not in-house, the wrong memo was pulled. I don't know whether anybody of you noticed it, but we only replaced it yesterday. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 28 for contract C19-17, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Treatment Process Upgrade Number 3, phase electrical construction be approved for an increase of $15,855.64.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Aubrey, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The administration team and the engineering team met with the city of Seaford officials on a couple of occasions. I had some follow-ups with the city manager and the public works director. That agreement has been, it's 5-6 years old. Obviously, it dates to the Western Sussex,
right,
when we included the Greenwood and Bridgeville areas. It's been amended twice since then. But since the city is embarking on a major capital project for the treatment plant upgrades, they asked that we look at the agreement and include a capacity reserve for the county. So that means right now, since there was no debt on the system, all our expenses were O&M related. So this time there is a debt, and the city feels, and we agree, that there needs to be some, predictability for the city as well as us,
sure,
what the debt service component will be. The county's flowing right now just below 40. We should be flowing around 40% at the time of project completion, based on our EDUs we're adding in all areas, Blades included. And so therefore we introduced that one paragraph which just deals with the capacity reserve and how it's paid for. The city also has an emergency fund which the county was not participating in. They initially asked us to pay into the fund, but based on the input from our finance director, Ms. Jennings, we changed that to a quick reimbursement based on estimates and or proposals. So now if the city dips into their emergency fund, they get the quotations, we pay. There is a reconciliation after the project, that particular repair is completed.
Sure.
I think this will actually work better for the city, in my opinion, and takes a lot of the back-end accounting out. So that paragraph was also introduced. So there's two changes. Plus, we integrated all the addenda from previously, the other two. So this is now a standalone document replacing the original one from 5 years ago, plus
sure,
the two addenda.
Okay. You have a motion?
So we have a recommendation. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Finance and Engineering Departments that the Sussex County Council approve the revised wastewater service agreement between Sussex County and the City of Seaford as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you,
sir.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Grant requests. Ms. Jennings, my gracious.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is the Greater Lewis Foundation is requesting $3,000 for the fourth annual rally for responders benefiting 15 entities throughout Sussex County. Last grant received for this program was in the amount of $3,000 for their third annual rally for first responders event. And that was $1,000 from Mr. Schaefer and $500 from each of the other council members. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer said he would like somebody to make a motion to grant $1,000 from his council bank account.
Yeah.
Anyone wants to jump in, you're welcome to do that. But
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green, to grant $1,000 from the District 3 council bank account to the Greater Lewis Foundation for their Schaefer Foundation 4th Annual Rally for Responders, not Mark Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I would, yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Southern Delaware Orchestra's requesting $1,750 for their 2024 winter concerts. There are no previous grants to this organization. Mr. Schaefer, placed on the agenda.
And if so, I'll make a motion to grant $750 District 3 Council bank account.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mrs. Green, to grant $750 from District 3 Council bank account to the Sodelo Southern Delaware Orchestra for their 2024 winter concerts. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. Next.
And next one is Town of Georgetown is requesting $2,000 for their mayor's return day reception. Last grant received for this event was in the amount of $2,000, which was $400 from each council member. Mr. Riley, placed on the agenda.
Riley.
I'd be willing to grant $2,000 from my account for the mayor. Okay.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $2,000 from District 5 council bank account to the Town of Georgetown for the mayor's return day reception. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one's Mariner Middle School is requesting $2,000 for their Business Professional of America program. Last grant received for this program was in the amount of $1,500 for travel expenses for Mrs. Green, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
I'll donate $1,500.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $1,500 from District 2 Council bank account to the Mariner Middle School BPA for their Business Professional America program. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. Next.
Next one is Town of Greenwood is requesting $22,642 for policing equipment. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,500 for their national night out for Mrs. Green, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
So this is a big ask.
Yes, it is. I'd say you're correct.
So we have to look close, and we talk about wants and needs and prioritizing. So when I looked at two of the needs is for equipment, and the total for those two together is $8,000.
Okay.
I would like to contribute $8,000 toward this.
Okay. Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $8,000 from District 2 Council bank account to the Town of Greenwood for policing equipment. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. Next.
Thank you.
Okay, the next one is Laurel Lions Club Foundation is requesting $5,000 for their recreation complex. Last grant received for this this complex was $7,500. It was $3,750 from Mr. Vincent, $3,750 for Mr. Arlette, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Make a motion to grant $5,000 from District 1 Council bank account, please.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, to grant $5,000 from District 1 Council bank account to the Laurel Lions Club for a recreation complex. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carry. Next.
Okay, next one is Grace and Mercy Ministries is requesting $3,000 for their Thanksgiving community dinner. Last grant received for this program was the amount of $1,500, which is $1,000 for Mrs. Green and $500 for Mr. Schaefer. Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
I will contribute $1,500.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley to grant $1,500 from District 2 Council bank account for the Grace and Mercy Ministries for their Thanksgiving community dinner. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carry. Next.
Okay, next one is Bridgeville Public Library is requesting $1,800 for their mini library to help serve low-income communities in their area. There are no previous grants to this organization, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mr. Green.
I will contribute $1,000.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley to grant $1,000 from District 2 Council bank account to Bridgeville Public Library for a mini library. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next.
Our next one is Cornerstone Community Center is requesting $3,000 for their Kids Against Tobacco program. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $2,000 for their holiday extravaganza for Mrs. Green, and Mrs. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
I will contribute. Would you say $2,000?
Last time, yeah.
Last time was $2,000.
Yeah, we're asking for three. You gave two last time.
I'll give two towards the need there.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $2,000 from District 2 Council bank account to the Cornerstone Community Center for their Kids Against Tobacco program. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
All we yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next one is the Town of Blades is requesting $250 for their annual Kids Christmas Party. The last grant for this event was $750 from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Make a motion to grant $250 from District 1 Council Bank Account.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley to grant $250 from District 1 Council Bank Account to the Town of Blades for their annual Kids Christmas Party. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Nanticoke Senior Centers requesting $10,000 for their Educational Media Center. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $2,500 for their sound system for Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Make a motion to grant $3,000 District 1 Council Bank Account to the Senior Center.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley to grant $3,000 from District 1 Council Bank Account to the Nanticoke Senior Center for an Educational Media Center. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carry. Next.
Next one is Seaford Tomorrow is requesting $2,500 for their Friday night live event. Last grant received for this event was the amount of $1,500 from Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I'll make a motion to grant $2,000 from District 1, please.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. To grant $2,000 from District 1 Council Bank Account to Seaford Tomorrow for their Friday night live event. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carry. Next.
And the last one, First State Community Action Agency is requesting $3,000 for their anniversary celebration. Last grant for this event was $1,000 from Mr. Riley. Mr. Riley, please on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I will grant $1,000 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson to grant $1,000 from District 5 Council Bank Account to First State Community Action Agency for their anniversary celebration. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings. Introduction, proposed ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. First one is Mr. Hudson's district. An ordinance grant, conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 45.78 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Trust introduce it.
The next one is Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a farm winery with tasting room and events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Broad Hill 100, Sussex County, containing 38.66 acres, more or less.
I will introduce
it. Mr. Green, introduce it.
The next one's in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.04 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley, introduce it.
The next one's in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar array to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 49.7 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one, likewise, is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the extension of employee parking, self-storage, and container storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.23 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
I have one.
Mr. Riley.
I'll put it in the form of a question because, you know, I recognize that sometimes when you're sitting in the audience, some of this stuff can be kind of boring, but I'm wondering if any of the students kept track of how many million dollars we spent in the last hour. It was a lot of money. So, yeah, so that's why.
Big numbers.
Yep, big numbers.
Everything expensive. It's all expensive. Anything else, Council? Entertaining motion to go into recess until 1:30 public hearings.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will now recess until 1:30.